All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right. All right, so that was, we did a whole section there. Number one of the triple dipper is the Internal Revenue Service, and that's my concern. I mean, we talk about it, and we'll keep talking about it, because it's important that we keep our eyes open. Because the possibility is not just a possibility, it is a historical fact. We know for a fact that liberals in the bureaucratic deep state of the IRS have targeted, and who knows, maybe they were directed to. I don't recall that we ever got evidence that Lois Lerner was directed to do this, but it was obvious that it was sanctioned. Under the Obama administration, the IRS became a tool of liberals to go after conservatives. If you had, you know, certain things in your name, like you heard Becky saying, if you had certain things in your name of your organization, like Patriot or Liberty or, you know, Freedom or Tea Party, then, oh, you might need a special letter from the IRS. We need to know things about you that we don't ask of the, you know, liberal organizations. I mean, if you had one that was called Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radical Schoolhouse for Liberals 501c3, they wouldn't get a letter. No. But all that to say, we got to keep our eyes open. Because we're already seeing, for instance, the FBI just recently came out. I talked about it on the show last week. The FBI just recently came out and said that it was in a publication that was part of FBI training, that if you wave the Betsy Ross flag, if you have the yellow Gadsden flag, or if you have the Tree of Liberty flag, or if you consider yourself to be, you know, a member of the Tea Party, or what, these were all considered signs of violent extremism. These are signs of patriotic, you know, historical pieces of Americana, and we're now they're being associated. Well, why is that? Well, it's because they're scared. They can't. It's like I said in my monologue earlier. They need to find the breach. And if they can't make the breach, they'll use a wedge to create one. They'll spread us out. They'll attack. They'll polarize us. What's the rule number 13? Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Rule number 13 is find the target, fix the target, and then, you know, basically polarize it, and just hammer it over and over and over. So, yeah, do I have concerns about the IRS? Yeah, I do. And don't tell me that I'm overblowing this thing, because I'm not. And right now, the vast majority of conservative America agrees. When you see an increase in an agency that can literally do things for the most part without regular due process, you have to look at it and go, oh, what in God's name? This does not bode well. How does the average citizen look at this? Why do you need 87,000 new employees? Why did you just grow? First of all, we don't tend to like the idea of growing government as conservatives, period. But you just spent money we don't have to grow government we don't need, designed to collect money that is not necessarily always yours, but you have a right now apparently to come into our lives and just ask what's in our bank account and tell us you're going to need to see where that paycheck stub came from. And oh, by the way, look back through your expenditures and weed through the, you know, deductions you had for child care or whatever you were lawfully allowed to claim that suddenly brings them great concern. Could it be that they just need something to do to justify their existence because there's so many of them, but there's so few millionaires? Yeah, that's right. That's the way it works. Let's hope not, but that's the way it's headed. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, my buddy Jeff Poor and I are going to talk about hashtag AL Politics as number two on the Triple Dipper. What's happening with the state Democrat and Republican parties? Well, lots, apparently. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned.